Plenty of EPL games, important ones as well. Some interesting results. One not done yet. Liverpool 4, Everton 2 in a Merseyside derby. That 69-minute mark. I don't think he'll be too nervous about that. Good morning, Phil Moss.
Jimmy Smith, you said one not done yet. That's done. 4-2. It's done. Done. But, it was an interesting one. Went to an early lead, and then Everton pulled one back. But now Liverpool have raced out to that two-goal lead. They won't let that go.
Is this the most excited you've ever been pre-Christmas in a long time as a Liverpool supporter?
You don't get excited as a Liverpool supporter until the last day of the season when it's done.
No, I know, but in terms of...
Do you know what, Davey? What I'm excited about is how they're playing their football, how Jurgen Klopp is managing them. We've had some close shaves this season, so it's, you know, we're finding ways to win. So all the ingredients that you look for in a title-winning or a title-challenging side are there. It's just a matter of sealing the deal.
Is he the best manager in the world, Jurgen Klopp?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Currently, well, he's got a fair argument. He's won the Champions League and he's winning the Premier League at the moment. But you've got to lift... if he wins the EPL title this season... when... he wins the EPL title this season.
He's a convert. He's a convert, this bloke.
I think then he'll have a decent argument for currently being number one in the world.
Yep.
But you know, you've got to sustain that for a long period of time to be even discussed in the top managers football has seen.
Mm.
Definitely.
What about Pochettino, mate? What's the latest update with him?
He's sunning himself in Argentina at the moment, having a break. He said he had some big decisions to make. The first big one was to go back home and spend some time with family and friends, clear the head. Clearly very emotional after his exit from Spurs. He said, I had 5.5 great years there. I really needed time to clear my head. But he said, I'm young enough, 48, 49, I think he is, to get straight back into it, and he wants to go to Europe.
He got some very public support from his players, didn't they? Came out on social media and were very strong. Harry Kane.
What about Dele Alli?
Dele Alli.
I want to talk about him. So, since Poch has left, his form has skyrocketed. Now, they were supposed to be very close. So, it begs the question, was Dele Alli, because they were so close, was he feeling Pochettino's pressure? You know, and then Poch has left the building, and Dele Alli all of a sudden is back to being a world-class player.
I think he got the one today against Man United, 2-1 that result. So what's that mean for Solskjaer, and what does the 4-2 mean for Marco Silva?
Well, Silva is under serious pressure. Yep. He was under serious pressure going into this game, so he might be the next one to depart the building. There's no doubt about that. It's another... day of execution for Solskjaer.
I know you're going to be positive in press conferences, but I saw him in a press conference yesterday, Solskjaer, and he was saying, it's made up. The stories are made up in the media. I'm safe here.
How would we know?
So how confident is he? And is this going to be a season where all of a sudden it gets to a stage where he's under the pump, he wins a game, so it's a stay of execution, or will they just go bang,
well,
regardless?
The thing is, Loz, we had this last season with Mourinho. It was every week, it was the headline. Will he stay, will he go? Yeah. Has he got the backing of the board, has he not? Is the dressing room behind him, are they not? Now, I don't think, you know, I don't see a dressing room that's revolting against Solskjaer at all.
No.
But is Manchester United a club that needs these headlines every week? Is it a club that needs to have talk every week about whether the manager's up to the job or not? They're one of the top clubs in world football. They need a top-class manager who's going to win titles.
Why wouldn't Man U try and sign him?
Well, his name keeps getting linked. Has been. Even before he left Spurs, it's been linked.
But you said he wanted to go back.
Well, to Europe. Could well be. Arsenal are looking for a manager as well.
I was listening to a rival radio station on the way in here. They were having talkback caller. A bloke rang up. He's a Liverpool supporter. He said, look, if they win the league, I'm taking May off. He said, that's it. I'm having 5 to 6 weeks off just to celebrate. So a lot of Liverpool fans are in the queue already, which is dangerous.
Yeah, it is. It is. And look, I am a little bit tongue-in-cheek when I'm throwing out the lines about, you know, Liverpool will win the competition. Mm. Of course, that's a positive mindset, glass half full. But when you've waited this long, it is not done until it's done.
On the local front, Western Sydney Wanderers. So Babel's under a lot of pressure. Will a bloke like Kevin Muscat, who I know has been skilled at scouting around Asia to try and get a gig, would he, A, fit in to a Western Sydney mould, a Sydney team? And two, will that happen?
Look, if I put my my fans cap on and my ex-coach's cap, yes, I think it would. As Football Coaches Australia president, it's difficult for me to talk about, you know, another coach coming into a role like that when there's still a coach in there. Because I know how difficult it is when you're coaching a team, you've set the team up, you know, and you keep, you know, if you go home and win, Marcus Babbel would see Marcus Babbel in the mirror. If he goes home after a loss, he'd look in the mirror and probably see Kevin Muscat and a few other coaches. So it's a difficult time. But, you know, if Marcus Babbel was to leave Wanderers for whatever reason, I think Kevin Muscat would be a pretty good fit there. The assistant coach there, John Paul DeMarini, was his assistant down at Melbourne Victory, so that would be a natural fit. But, yeah, Babbel's got to turn things around, and, you know, he seems quite positive about doing that. Tough, tough trip to Wellington, of all places. We wouldn't have said that pre-season, but Wellington are on the two on the bounce now.
Why are we saying this about Marcus Babbel, who's got a side that's running fourth, and Tony Popovich has got a side that's ninth, and he doesn't seem to be under any pressure?
Quite remarkable, isn't it, Jimmy? Look, I think the difference is Marcus Babbel has now got his own squad. They've been an underachieving club for a few years now. Of course, they lost their home ground. They've got that back now. Tony Popovich is coming off winning the premiership and making the grand final. So he's got some runs on the board there. Marcus Babbel hasn't got runs on the board yet. So that probably filters into that narrative.
How have the Raw been playing under Robbie Fowler? I know they play Sydney FC this weekend, but have they shown signs of improvement?
Yeah, I think they have. Yeah, definitely. Now they need to show signs of consistency. But there's definitely been... He's got some good players there. Roy O'Donovan up front is a fantastic goal scorer who's starting to find the back of the net now. So, you know, there's some good signs there. But and again, we've got to remember, Robbie Fowler is very, very young and green as a manager, as big a name as he is. But I think that'll be a tough test away to Sydney. Sydney are flying. Stevie Corriker, full credit to him. It's the... they're breaking all the records for the best start to a season, backing up from the grand final.
Does that concern you, though, when they play like that? I always worry about teams when they set the pace early and peak they keep winning, then it gets to the back end of the season.
Having been there and knowing the dressing room and the club and everyone around the club, that doesn't concern me. That's what the club is about. They make no bones about being a club that wants to win things every season. Mm.
Socceroos are going to have to win against Argentina and Uruguay in the Copa America. It's actually not a bad thing, right? You're playing against Lionel Messi.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And we renew our old rivalry with Uruguay as well from all those years of the World Cup qualifiers. But that's awesome. Like, what a tournament to be involved in.
Yeah.
What a draw to get, Argentina and Uruguay, among others. I reckon it's fantastic. And I know Graham Arnold, having spoken to him the other day, is champing at the bit to get the squad over there.
I tell you what, I'm going to pitch up here, boys, because they play Bolivia in Mendoza around late June. Mendoza is one of the best joints you'll ever go to in the world. It's Argentinian wine country.
Okay.
Are we
beautiful.
Going to
BSB? I reckon we should.
Sounds like an outside broadcast.
What's a time difference? Are we okay?
Just on that, two punters, if you think about going and supporting them, the exchange rate with the Argentinian peso for the Aussie dollar is extraordinary.
Okay.
You can go and live like an absolute king and pay
the
nothing.
Knowledge of this guy.
No, well, I've been to Mendoza. I went there. But it was unbelievable. Honestly, one of the best couple of weeks of my life.
You live like a king here.
So just get on the plane and follow the Socceroos.
Quick funny story. When I toured Argentina and Chile as a schoolboy, we got to a beach, Marina del Bosque or something like that. And Marina del Mar. All the boys lined up as tough Aussie boys would, got the speedos on, bolted for the ocean, dived in it, hadn't seen the ocean for a few weeks, just football fields. It was the Antarctic or Arctic.
Jeez.
You've never seen 23 blokes U-turn and get back out as quickly as we did.
You didn't leave the beach though, did you?
No.
No chance. On the beach, yes. Oh. 78 minute, 4-4 now, Everton and Liverpool, 4-4. No, it's 4-2 actually, 80th minute. Thanks,
nice
Mossy.
Good on you, boys. Mate. Have a great weekend.